Well, good morning again, everybody. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting here from my home studio, which I've been doing for over 2 years now, in a beautiful sunny morning here in Takapuna. And there's Liam O'Flynn and a piece of music called The Rolling Wave and The Hag's Money. So hopefully you can stay with us for the next hour. We'll bring you all the day's news from Ireland. Today was a big day. Government had the budget introduced to the Dáil, and it's literally a giveaway of about 11 billion, but it's not enough for some people with what's coming up with the economic crisis and the power crisis and everything. We give you some of the main points of the budget throughout the programme tonight. But first up tonight, we're going to have two songs from Paul Brady. Paul has just written a book entitled Crazy Dreams. Talks all about his life. Grew up in Strabane and then, what do you call it, moved around, played with a group called the Johnsons, which didn't end well, and then has been a great singer and songwriter in his own right for many years. I think he's about 70, 75. So I'd like to dedicate this to a man that listens to the programme each week, the podcast Living in Strabane, Brian Gallagher. Brian's brother Paul used to live here in New Zealand for many years. Many of you would have known him. So we'll go with two songs here. First of all, The Lakes of Pontchartrain, followed by Crazy Dreams.
It was on one bright March morning I bid New Orleans adieu, and I took the road to Jackson Town, fortune to renew. I cursed all foreign money, no credit could I gain, which filled my heart with longing for the lakes of Pontchartrain. Stepped on board of a railroad car beneath the morning sun. I rode the rods till evening, and it laid me down again. All strangers there, no friends to me, till a dark girl towards me came, and I fell in love with a Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. I said, me pretty Creole girl, me money here's no good, and I went for the alligators, I sleep up in the wood. You're welcome here, kind stranger. Our house is very plain, but we never turned a stranger out on the banks of Pontchartrain. Upon her shoulders, red like a ringlet's fell, to try to paint to beauty, I'm sure it would be in vain. So handsome was my pretty old girl, by the gates of Montreal train. This could never be, for she had got a lover, and he was far at sea. She said that she would wait for him, true she would remain, till he returned. Forget your kindness in the cottage by the shore, and at each social gathering, a flowing glass I'll drain, and I'll drink a health to me Creole.
Yes, two songs there from Paul Brady, and that was Crazy Dreams, and before that we had the Lakes of Pontchartrain. Yes, Paul turned 75 in May, and he's just brought out a book called Crazy Dreams. I was just reading a review of it yesterday in one of the Irish papers. So certainly had a troubled start. He joined when he was very young a band from Meath, I think, called the Johnsons, and that didn't end up very well. And then he was with the Planxty for a while and with the other groups, but certainly has carved out a good niche in the music industry. And from memory, I remember listening in to an interview with him a few years ago, and he had a daughter that lives in Christchurch and three grandchildren. So if Paul Brady's daughter's listening to Ireland Calling down there on Plains FM in Christchurch, I hope you've got a copy of his book. And as I said, those songs dedicated to a man from Strabane that listens to the programme every week, Brian Gallagher, and you're welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. On a Wednesday night, you're listening to us in Auckland, Saturday night in Christchurch, and Sunday Wellington, any other night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz. Now, while that's been going on there, I've just been reading the news about the budget, but also in the background here on my PC, I'm watching Ireland against Armenia, and Ireland were cruising 2-0 up against this game. It's a United UEFA Nations League group match, and Ireland really needed to win to avoid being relegated and playing in a lower division to qualify for Euros, the next Euro tournament. But they were anyways cruising, and the Irish commentator he said I don't understand how Armenia actually beat Ireland 1-0 back in June, because he said they're useless, and within the space of 2 minutes Armenia scored two goals, and it was 2-2 with about 5 minutes to go, and time is nearly up now. But didn't Ireland get a penalty, and all hell broke loose with the Armenians. Two of them were sent off, and I thought the referee was going to be clattered as well, but it looks like that Ireland will survive, winning 3-2. They scored the penalty. So Stephen Kenny, who there's been calls for his term of office to be renewed, and because they haven't been going that well, they lost to Scotland at the weekend after being 1-0 up. They lost 2-1, and disappointment earlier on tonight for the Irish under 21 team. They were playing against Israel and Tel Aviv, and a win there would have seen them qualify for the Euro under 21 championship next year, but they lost out in penalties. So that's the sports news. So very quickly, the main points of the budget. Budget 23, main takeaways as $11 billion package delivers payoff for pensioners and help for parents. So a double payment of the €253 per week state pension in October and again in December. A €600 electricity credit per household in the form of three €200 instalments. 1,000 rent relief per tenant to the benefit 400,000 people. And then a 500 lump sum for carers and people with disabilities. €1,000 cut to third level fees this year with a once-off double student grant, free school books for primary students, and a double payment of child benefit. And I know there's free GP care now for children up to 12, although you know, Sinn Féin and other opposition parties have been calling for more support, especially with the rise in energy prices that's you know, happening not alone in Ireland but all over Europe, and there could be blackouts over the winter months, according to some reports. Okay, let's move on with Francis Black, When You Say Nothing At All.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me whenever I fall.
Yes, Francis Black there, and When You Say Nothing At All. And yes, Ireland, Republic of Ireland, held on for a 3-2 win over Armenia. I was just looking at where Armenia is. It's right beside Georgia and Azerbaijan, so it's a long way from Ireland, and it's a former Soviet republic. Ireland has come out very strongly to impose, within the European Union the last 2 days, to impose bigger sanctions against Russia as a result of the horrible war that's going on with Ukraine. And it's expected that Russia will now declare that the referendums that took place at the weekend in these three areas of Ukraine, that they'll now become part of the Soviet Union, and they'll defend their rights. But it seems to be going from bad to worse all the time for Putin and his henchmen with what they're doing over there. Well, the big news in Ireland is today is the budget. The Irish Times leads with budget 23, the main points, details of the tax, the rent, childcare and the cost of living. Winners, our big winners, are those earning over 40,000, because they aren't affected by the tax bracket comes down. People earning more than 40,000 set to be the big winners, with less benefit for those on the lower income. Household made up of two working adults earning more than 40,000 with two school-aged children will benefit by over €2,000 when measures announced by the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donohue, kick in. But those on the lower incomes and the minimum wage will benefit only from very slightly from the tax changes. So certainly, I know the Minister, I heard him being interviewed on RT Radio this evening. He had only so much money to go around. He's done his best to try to help out as many people as he can. And yes, he agrees there will be challenging times ahead. as a result of, you know, the events that's happening in Ukraine, but also inflation rising and obviously other issues happening. But the Irish economy seems to be in sound form, according to the minister, and indeed Taoiseach Micheál Martin, 2.5 million people working. And speaking to somebody that was over there for a few weeks during the summer, everything looked to be grand and rosy for a lot of people. But yet there's a shortage, massive shortage of accommodation for students, especially first year students heading to the university. Around the country. Right, we'll move on, and this time we'll go with the Fury Brothers and Davy Arthur, When You Were Sweet 16. The Fury Brothers there with Davy Arter when you were sweet 16, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We'll have a look at the Irish Examiner and what their headlines are today, and the Budget 23. Mick Clifford says winter will tell whether the government's budget plan really delivers. Something for everybody in the audience, but it's a budget too late for the coalition. Of course, Sinn Féin are well ahead in the opinion polls in Ireland, and it looks like that, you know, they will, you know, after the next election, which is not due for another 2.5 years, they will feel they have a great chance to be in government. And I know if they were here today, they talked about giving away 20 billion to help people. They want more taxes on some of these multinationals that are in Ireland, making huge profits but paying very little tax. At least 1,500 students at Irish universities reported for cheating, plagiarism or use of essay mills, and Trinity College and TU Dublin reported the highest number of cases, with more than 1,000 instances of students trying to cheat at exams or in assignments at the two universities. I see whether it was about 60 or 70 Leaving Cert results held back as a result of plagiarism as well. Not a great start for Munster in the United Rugby Championship. They lost their second game, and I see Donegal Callaghan came out at the weekend and said the team needs to pull together well, and there was some very tough criticism of people that played for Ireland down here in July, Peter O'Mahony, Tadhg Byrne, and some people related to Tadhg Byrne coming on. It looks like somebody that came out of the stands to fill in, that he was pretty average. So these guys haven't played for a couple of months, and obviously, you know, it's the start of the season, so there'll be hopes that they will do better. We'll go through all the Gaelic, some of the county finals that were played at the weekend. We'll give you the results on them later on in the programme tonight. And I see that Stuart Lancaster has announced that he'll be leaving Leinster at the end of the year to take up Director of Rugby at Racing Rugby Club in Paris. And finally, Galway defender Kieran Malloy looks like he's out for a year after a terrible knee injury playing in the county championships against the Tuam Stars at the weekend. Right, we'll battle on with a bit of more music, and we'll come back and look through some of them county titles that were played at the weekend. And this time we're going with the Fields of Athenry from the Irish Tenors. Yes, The Fields of Athlone Rye there, sung beautifully by the Irish tenors, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. Right, we'll run through some of the scores that county finals that were played. Offaly Senior Football Championship Final, Road won 9, Tullamore 11 points, so 1 point win there for Road, and they've been told that they were over the hill. Now, sadly, there's been a number of incidents involving scuffles at matches over the weekend. There was games called off in Mayo, in Kerry, and down in Wexford. And I think the Gardaí are investigating the situation in Wexford. And, of course, a few weeks ago, there was an official knocked out down in Ballyforn in Roscommon. And the Roscommon GAA have given a 96-match ban, a 96-week ban to the man that was involved in that particular incident. But no details have, been released. Now, Snock Neal from County Derry, they confirmed their status as the Kingpins of Derry Hurling with their 10th successive title yesterday. So they advanced to the Connacht or to the Ulster Championship. No luck for Leona Maguire at the Irish Women's Open, which was played at Dromoland Castle at the weekend. She just missed out by one shot in getting into the three-way playoff, which was won by Czech lady Clara Spilikova. She picked up about €300,000 for her win. Great weekend for Irish rowers at the European Championships. The World Championships were held in the Czech Republic with Ireland winning gold medals. Donovan and his rowing partner, whose name I forget, and of course the Irish couple of ladies picked up two bronze. Santa Perspuri and Zoe Hyde rounded off a notable weekend for Ireland on the water, winning the bronze medal. So that was obviously good news. The final was won by Romanian crew, but yes, on Saturday Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy added yet another goal to their collection when they dominated the final in the lightweight doubles. And I know New Zealand had some success there as well. So obviously a lot more county championships coming up this weekend, and we'll bring you all the details of them on next week's programme. This time we'll move on with Johnny Cardle with a selection of tunes here on his trumpet. And these are called the Counties Medley. The man from Castlereagh there, Johnny Carroll, and County's medley there, and featuring the boys from County Mayo, the boys from the County Armagh, and where else? There was another county mentioned there. But anyway, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And as I mentioned, the budget is dominating all the news in Ireland this afternoon. And obviously, tough times ahead as Ireland head into the winter with the rising prices for fuel and indeed the desperate situation for accommodation. Ireland has around 50,000 Ukrainian refugees now living in the country, and it's obviously put a huge strain on resources. There was lots of homeless people in Ireland, about 10,000. I got a message there recently, an update from Focus Ireland, and they said there's over 10,000 people really homeless in the greater Dublin area. So lots of stress and everything in Ireland. And obviously Pascal Donoghue delivering his last budget as Minister for Finance, because as part of the agreement, when the Taoiseach roles change in December, the Minister for Finance role changes as well. That goes to Fianna Fáil candidate, likely to be Michael McGrath. What else is happening in Ireland? I see a woman and child are critical after an incident in a house in County Clare. Five ways to deal with burnout at work. What else is happening here? Leinster's future is uncertain after years of stability. That's obviously a story relating to Stuart Lancaster moving on after, I think, he'll have done 7 years with Ireland, joined in 2016 after he was dumped as English coach after their pretty poor performance in the 2015 World Cup. Disappointment tonight for the Irish under-21 team, knocked out of Euro 23 on penalties. They just missed three penalties, in fact four penalties, I think. Israel beating them in Tel Aviv after extra time, and Ireland survived just about with a 3-2 win over Armenia. And you know, that's the sporting stories from Ireland this evening, New Zealand time, when you're listening to Ireland Calling. And we'll move on with more music. Johnny McAvoy, and A Long Time, Long Before Your Time.
Ask me why I look so sad on this bright summer day, or why the tears are in my eyes and I seem so far away. Well, sit yourself beside me, love, and put your hand in mine, and I'll tell you all someone I loved long, long before your time. I'm sitting here and thinking of those days so long ago, when I was just a child like you and a girl I used to know. Through fields of green we laughed and played and sang our merry rhymes. Oh, summer days were warmer than long, long before your time. Through childhood years our love did bloom, till our hearts were just as one, and we promised each eternal love in the church below the town. We settled in this little house I was proud to call her mine. Oh, we were young and happy then, long, long stole the roses they fell like rain. For 9 long months she carried you, but in the end she died. She chose to go so you might live long, long before your time. So you ask me why I look so sad on this bright summer day, or why the tears are in my eyes and I seem so far away. It's just you seem a lot like her when your eyes look into mine and you smile so much like she did long, long before your time. And you smile so much like she did long, long before your time. Light-hearted and easy, not a care in the world have I. 'Cause I know I am loved by a colleen, and I couldn't forget if I tried. She lives far away o'er the mountains, where the little birds sing on the trees. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me. It's over the mountain, where the little birds sing on the trees. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me. I bid goodbye to Eileen. 'Twas a time I will never forget. For the tears bubbled up from their slumbers, I fancy I see them yet. They look like the pearls in the ocean as she wept her tale of love. And she said, my dear boy, don't forget me till we meet here again or above. It's over the mountains, where the little birds sing on the trees. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me.
Yes, two there from Johnny McAvoy. That was Where My Eileen Is Waiting For Me. And before that, we had A Long, Long Before Your Time. And you're listening to Ireland Calling. We've got about another 8 minutes to go before the end of the programme. And obviously the main news items in Ireland today all relates to the budget. Good news for people. Childcare is going to be less expensive. There's good support there. And books for primary school students will be free from next year. So that's obviously a bit of good news as well. And but it's not enough for some people. I say GP care will be free to everybody's young people up to 12 years of age. But I think the GPs haven't really agreed to that before this was announced today. And there's a massive waiting list to see a GP in Ireland at the moment. What else? Kerry legend Pat Spillane says GAA must take a zero tolerance approach to on sideline abuse, obviously relating to the issue down there in his native Kerry at the weekend. And I see where the Wexford GAA chairman is aware there's a big problem with sideline behaviour after alleged assault on a referee. And there's a gory home of the 1916 Easter Rising Heroes up for auction if you want to buy that. This is where Irish volunteer and Easter Rising veteran James Gleeson lived until his death in 1977 down there. That comes in from the Gory Guardian. What else is happening? The huge success last week of the Plough Championships. Over 300,000 people attended. First 2 days were brilliant. Third day was a bit wet, but over 115,000 people attended the second day. And obviously the first time the event took place since the onset of COVID in 2020. And yes, there was huge interest in all the different stands and everything that was there. Right, we'll take one more song and then come back and wrap the job up for another week. And this time we'll go with Joe Dolan and Goodbye Venice, Goodbye. Yes, indeed, the man from Mullingar, the late Joe Dolan there, and Goodbye Venice. Almost time for me to say goodbye. Just to let you know, the results from the 2021 census released on Thursday last in Northern Ireland show that 45.7% of inhabitants now call themselves Catholic or from a Catholic background, compared to 43.48 from a Protestant or other Christian background. So this has led to calls maybe for a referendum on whether Northern Ireland should become part of the Republic, but that's a long way away yet, according to all the politicians. So that's about it for me for another week. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme, and we'll leave you tonight with Mortin O'Connor, and he's Up, Up and Away. Bye bye now.